Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. We are glad to have you back for another episode. We just recently celebrated Memorial Day. It's the time that we remember those service personnel that lost their lives in service to our country. And I think that that is a fitting way to honor them. But you know, Greg, you and I have talked about this before. Clearly, honoring special people, whether it's our service personnel or if it's an individual, maybe on the day of their funeral or something like that, honor shouldn't be something that we just relegate to one day.
No, Craig, I think this is it's a little bit of a soft tissue subject, but it comes from the heart. It is not a pedigree. It is not a skill set. It is not something that you can be trained. I think you learn it and that's how it starts, from the heart. So honoring, it sounds maybe a little wimpish, honor sounds so, you know, like I'm kissing their behind, or, you know, it sounds so cheesy. I'm the teacher's pet. But I think honor to me has really become more of an issue about respectful honor, whether that's, another leader. You know, we're not all in competition, but we tend to make that conclusion of, oh, well, if I honor him, then he knows more. And I think that's the challenge, is if we end up with an honorless society. I mean, is it the number 5 commandment? Is that what it is? Honor your parents? Yeah. So, I mean, he wouldn't have put in the top 5 if it wasn't. I mean, David Letterman has a top 10, but I really do think honor is hard to do if you're not sure of yourself.
Oh, for sure.
And I think leaders, you know, if we could gather, it really is important to pay it. One of my pet peeves, you've heard me say that, you go into a town, maybe there's a statue in this central park and it's maybe an old one, you know, but you think, well, when did they put it up? Well, after the person died. And so they didn't get honor. They didn't get that celebration. They didn't get that thank you while they were alive. I wish we did that. And I think maybe that's one of my goals as a leader, is to honor and reach out. Craig, you're doing a great job with your church. Craig, I just love your 3 kids. You're an amazing dad. That's okay to honor.
Right.
And there's nothing that you pay back. I don't do it because you're going to do something for me.
Yeah, my grandpa used to say all the time, give me my flowers while I can still smell them.
Perfect.
You know, I think that a lot of times we wait. You know, there's people that, I think Stephen Covey had that in his 7 Habits book, where he said, you know, kind of imagine what you want people to say at your funeral and then live your life towards that. Okay, well, that's good. But for those of us that are still living, I don't think that we need to just, well, let's just wait until the person's dead and then honor them. But yeah, all the time, find ways.
I think look for it. Mm-hmm. I think if I was going to challenge leaders that are listening here, or for us looking and finding people to honor, even if it's not this big galactic issue. So, you know, there's a mayor statue in the first mayor of your city. Okay, that's a really long time ago. And they probably put it up after he is gone, in his honor. Well, honor them when they're alive. I really like that. I think the challenge I wonder about is, and this is, let's play with this one. I've heard this way too many times. Well, if you say too many nice things, they'll get a big head.
Yeah.
What is that?
I have no idea.
I hate that.
Hey, listen, my counteraction to that when people say that is always, there's more people that die of loneliness and broken hearts than there are people that die of swelled heads.
Right.
So,
ooh, I wish I could write those down here.
We could really, you know.
And maybe it takes the edge off of people trying to compete, like getting the attention on this silly contraption, you know, like, sure, oh, I got 200 likes. But they're not your friends. They just liked it and moved on.
Right.
What would you say you've found in honoring, like, your parents or your grandparents that maybe felt good to you because you did it for them?
I think that, you know, that what do they say, that, you know, imitation is the sincerest form, mm-hmm, of expressing appreciation to somebody. I think when you take, whether it's a grandparent or a parent or a friend that has offered you some advice and you go, I like that, I'm going to apply that to my life. And then they actually see you living that out. And maybe you even tell people, yeah, I'm doing this because my dad shared this with me. And I think that's honoring. And so that's what I love. Folks, you may have seen, we've shared a couple of little teasers, but my friend Greg's working on a book. We're in the final stages
of
this book.
With your help, we're getting there.
So it's called Sage Advice. And Greg has taken some of these thoughts from parents, grandparents, and saying, now, how do I live this out? How do I apply it? Why don't you give a little background on how did this book even like come to you that like, I had to put this in writing?
Yeah, I was with you. But I think with this book, I wanted to capture those honoring things, even though even the quotes or the clinkers might be a little silly or in a context. I thought, boy, to write about my parents and my grandparents, unfortunately, my two sets are gone. But it's maybe lineage and legacy of the family. So how it started, because you had asked, you know, I was telling you a story. And so I'm 4 years old. I'm left-handed. So pray for me. And it's very difficult at my age way back when, you know, this is before electricity and dirt floors.
and indoor plumbing.
And indoor plumbing, yeah, because, I mean, that's how you got poison ivy going outside to use a bathroom. I digress. Anyway, so my dad finally finds a left-handed glove. I mean, we didn't have Google, Amazon, nothing, you know. And we didn't have big sports goods stores. We had the small ones, you know, that kind of suited up their schools, sure. You know. Yep. So he found a left-handed glove. And you would have thought this was the mother find for me. Like, so I have a pretty good arm. At four, it was pretty errant. So I go to my grandma's and grandpa's often. I enjoyed them, and I think that was purposeful for my parents. It wasn't babysitting.
Sure.
It was getting involved with the ancestry, the gerontology of how did we all get here?
Yep.
What generation? So they were very purposeful, like spend time with your grandparents. My grandparents loved it. So I'm with my grandma. My grandpa's working. And I'm with my grandma, and she said, let's go outside, play catch. She was smart enough to use a tennis ball, not a baseball. But the tennis ball bounces farther and longer. So after about 20 minutes of errant throws, she went to get some. I went to get some. She probably got more of them. And she goes, I'm kind of winded. Let's sit down on the porch steps and have a popsicle. I picked orange for my popsicle. And it's a pretty warm day. I'm a sweater, so I'm sweating pretty profusely. The popsicle tastes great. We're chit-chatting about nothing, you know. And all of a sudden, my grandma says to me, hey, Greg, you want to know what you're going to be when you grow up? My grandma and grandpa's walked on water. I loved them. And you're like, I'm 4 years old. Yeah, tell me anything. Whoever you hang around, that's what's going to happen when you grow up is who you hang around. And that's one of the titles of the book is you want to know what you're going to be when you grow up. It's who you hang around. And it's so true, isn't it? You know, where you and I are covenant brothers and we do sharpen each other's iron and we check each other. We challenge each other. We encourage each other. We push each other. Yep. And I think that who you hang around, and then it blew into other chapters because you asked me, well, what else did you have, you know, and you were intrigued with just that one. And so in that book, there's 20 different quotes, some from my parents and some from my two sets of grandparents. And I'll share the story of how it started.
Sure.
And then you build out some good lessons for us leaders. So I'm hoping maybe by the end of this fall, we could be done with the book. But Sage Advice really honors those that cared.
Right.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, the way that you've written this book, you really are defining the word honor, because you're not just going, that was a cute story, but you're saying it was a cute story that had a purpose behind it. And now, like, even if your grandparents were here, or, you know, you could say, Grandma, Grandpa, here's what you said, and here's how I'm living it out. Here's how I've applied it to my life. That's how you would honor them, is by not just going, oh, cool story, but going, I learned something from that story, and here's how my life has changed because of that.
You're speaking to implementation, and I think sometimes we go through life, I can be equally guilty of doing it. You get something, you hear something, you learn something. Oh, that was nice, and it isn't applied.
Right.
Right. to me, an application is the real compliment. Did you learn your lesson? Did you own it? Did you avoid that trap?
Right.
You know, that's really a part of what they were telling me is, hey, that's not going to go well if you do this.
Right.
Did I test it? Maybe, but not to the length of like disaster. You're like, yeah, they're right. They're right. I think I've given a manuscript of a chapter or two to my parents, and they're like, what else is there? Wow. But it's them being honored because yes. I'm sharing things about them.
Yes.
I'm going to throw a word out, and you've been fabulous at this. I think for us as leaders, in order to honor, you have to notice people.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, noticing is also saying what you meant to me.
Yes.
How you impacted me as a kid, as a grown-up, anything in between.
Yep.
And being a noticer takes a lot of work because we can go through life, and if you looked at your screen time, you're like, how much time did I spend on my phone or my laptop or my iPad? Wow, I wasted a lot of time.
Yep. You know?
I think the noticing people, encouraging them, my mom just had a birthday. Your birthday's coming up. So is mine.
How about that?
But I think writing
if
things.
If you can figure out what his birthday is, mine's the same day. So
it's the same day. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Maybe our moms knew something. But I think the point for us in this noticing is to be aware of people and give them credit.
Sure. And I think that's the big part. Gosh. Is there's a lot of people that notice and never do anything with it. Like, yeah. So tell them how you notice that. And I think the other part too of honoring someone is, it might sound a little bit like, backwards, like, well, that's not honoring them, but to say, I see a greater potential in you, kind of like what your grandma was almost honoring you by saying, Greg, I see what you can become, and I don't want you to hang around with the people that are going to hold you back from that. And so I think that that's a part of honoring, too, is saying there is a bigger potential for your life that I want you to blossom into that. And so let me help you get out of your own way. Mm-hmm. Let me help you spot some of these things so that you can, you know, navigate that and get to that spot.
Yeah. The last chapter of the book is an interesting title to finish with. It's, you know, trust a person with a limp. And for all you leaders out there listening, we all have them. We all have stories. We've all made mistakes. Some have been costly. Some have been devastating. And maybe some you've caught early, you know. But I think to give the person thanks, so like my parents, I wasn't the easiest kid, partly because I probably was undiagnosed with ADHD, XYZ, whatever it is, but they were patient. And oftentimes I say, Mom, thanks for having dinner waiting for me because I didn't get home on time. Now I'm older now, don't say anything. And she's older now, and she's like, you know, it really wasn't that bad. It's because I honored her.
Right.
I think there were times when I was growing up where she's like, I can't keep the food this warm. You know, we didn't have microwaves back then. That's what I mean, dirt floors and no electricity. And but she was so calm and classy about it. Like, no, it really wasn't. I said, no, Mom, I know you did. You're like, is he coming? You're looking down the road. You know, you're wondering, is this meal going to be croutons after we're done?
Sure.
But I think honoring them, encouraging them, noticing them, even post. Now, my mom's still alive. Yours happened to pass away earlier in the year. But I know you have honored your mom, you know, with amazing experiences, times, words, just sitting or learning from her, you know, growing from young to old. So I think that's part of us as leaders is if we notice others, we almost breathe into them.
Absolutely. Well, you sent me a quote when we were talking about possibly doing this. I like this quote that you sent me. No one was honored for what one received, rather what one gave. Yeah. And I think that that's really getting out of a self-focused world when we're only honoring somebody because you gave me something and I felt good about it. But when I'm saying I noticed something, it didn't even really necessarily benefit me, but I saw how you helped these people over here. And that's part of that, you know, calling that out, pointing that out in somebody's life. That's how we honor them. And listen, you know, Memorial Day, it's a great day to honor, you know, that sort of thing. funerals, great day to honor. We're not discounting that at all, but we're just saying find a way to do that to honor people. It doesn't have to be people that are above you, older mm-hmm. than you. It could be people younger than you. It could be in your organization, could be subordinates or people that are peers. But as the Bible says, show honor to whom honor is due. So just find a way to speak honor into other people's lives.
Why do you think it is hard for us leaders to give honor, maybe credit, maybe acknowledge someone else? What do you think is the root of that?
Well, I think you mentioned it earlier that I think some people are still a little insecure about themselves. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard for if I'm feeling insecure about myself and I honor you, then somehow that feels like I'm pushing you up and pushing myself down at the same time. You know, and then I think that's also why it's hard for some people to receive honor instead of just saying thank you. I really didn't do any. And the rest of the team and they just try to spread it everywhere. Just say thank you. But that's I think still, you know, somebody that's not quite sure. And that's why if we keep on honoring them and we keep on calling these things out, I think their self-esteem gets to the right spot where then they can both give it and receive it.
This sounds a little bit like a managerial mantra, but it's, you know, walk around looking for something good that's being done. I don't know if you have to do that per se, but as you look at your contacts, your relationships, family first, friends, you know, good acquaintances, I don't think it's that hard to find nice things to say. It doesn't cost me anything.
Right.
And I love, you know, you know, one of my favorite persons in the Bible is Barnabas, known as the encourager. And I think that's part of honoring, you know, that sort of a heartbeat to encourage someone, sometimes honoring them when they're not up,
yeah,
but when they're down.
Yeah.
And what a great chance for us as leaders.
Yep. And I think make sure that you compliment somebody when they're around their peers.
Yeah.
You know, talk about them then. I mean, it's one thing to send a note to somebody or something, but if you talk about them and extol them while they're around other people, mm-hmm. You know, that raises that up as well. But yeah, we've got to find ways to keep on honoring people.
I feel, Craig, and I didn't, we didn't do a study. If the leadership listeners would help us, that'd be great. But those times where, you know, someone's kind of dry, man, does an effort to honor them really pay off when they're dry. You know, they're burnt out, they're tired, they're lonely, they're sad. I think it ties back to your book as well on the servant leadership, where that's really what it is. It's honoring other people. You, as a leader, if you're in a leadership role and you want all the honor, we probably got to have a little dose of servant leadership in that versus just you're a leader and they're going to honor you. And it has to be real and true.
Right.
You know, the fake ones, it's so easy. Like, I know that's not how he really feels about me.
Right.
But I do think the servant leadership book that you wrote really, and share a little bit about how that ties into honor. Because I think when we're servants, we're willing to say, I'm not equal today. I'm actually going to be Mr. Plunger Man and go in the bathroom and clean up what no one else should or wants to.
Yeah. Well, when you're sitting there going, well, how come they didn't recognize me? How come they didn't honor me? Yeah. I heard them compliment that person. How come they didn't compliment me? You're not really being a servant then. No. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I put at one spot in my book, I said, how do you know if, you know, you have a servant's attitude?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you are treated like a servant and it doesn't bother you. Yeah. That you're treated like a servant.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what we have to say. You know what? The reason why some people are treating me this way is maybe an indication that they need to be honored. They need to be invested into because they're so dry. Mm. They can't find ways to compliment or honor other people. And so I need to take that as an indication. Boy, if they're hurting, if they're that drained that they are treating me poorly, I need to invest in them. I need to speak back to them, not lash out at them, but say, wow, they must be hurting. I need to give back.
Maybe one of the challenges for us and the listeners is I know cultures have kind of moved on. We don't really care for the elderly. We don't respect the ancestry that we came from, or we don't honor it, or don't, you know, acknowledge it. I think that's part of, there are some cultures that really do amazing. I don't think our culture does. And I think that could be a leadership culture we might call to action. Honor.
Yep.
Honor the elderly. Honor those that have influenced your life. Give them credit versus take it. One of my favorite chapel speakers was Rich DeVos at my high school. He would come in once a year or whatever. And one of his quotes, which was, you know, to us as 16-year-olds, was on a big, there is no such thing as a self-made person. And I think that's where honor comes from. A little bit of humility to say, I wouldn't be here if my dad didn't sacrifice. I wouldn't be here if my mom didn't pass down really good genes. I wouldn't be here if my grandpa didn't show me the ropes on how to run a good business, or my grandma showed me how to be a Sunday school teacher and teach and love kids. I'm not self-made. And I think if we acknowledge that, honor's easier.
Yes. Yep. Well, let's throw that out to you guys as a leadership challenge, is begin to not only listen to what other people have invested into you, and you can honor them by living that out, but then begin to call out greatness in other people. Find people around you that say, how can I honor them by pointing out to them what their gifts and their talents are, their potential that they can live up to? And let's just find ways to do that. As Greg mentioned, make sure that you especially pay attention to those people that sometimes get overlooked, the people that aren't in the limelight. They aren't always around. They're maybe off someplace in a little bit of a quieter area. What investments have they made that they need to be honored for? Don't wait until the holidays. You know, it's a Memorial Day. It's a July 4th. It's a Veterans Day. Don't wait until funerals. Those days are fine, but give them their flowers when they can still smell it. Give them the compliments when they can still hear it. Honor them when they can still appreciate it now. If you do that, your level of influence is going to expand because you're going to be investing in so many people. We love bringing you these episodes. Please stay in touch with us. MaximizeLeadership.com is our website where you can get a lot more information. You can find out about Greg's book, Sage Advice, that's coming out. We'll have more info on that book there for you. You can also on Twitter, Maximize Podcast, communicate with us there, or just leave a comment down below and we'll get back to you that way as well. Make sure that you also subscribe and click the bell so that you're notified every time that a new episode of the Craig and Greg Show drops. We'll talk to you soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.